A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 4 to 9. Ours were the sufferings he was bearing, ours the sorrows he was carrying. While we thought of him as someone being punished and struck with affliction by God, whereas he was being wounded for our rebellions, crushed because of our guilt, the punishment reconciling us fell on him, and we have been healed by his bruises. We had all gone astray like sheep, each taking his own way, and Yahweh brought the acts of rebellion of all of us to bear on him. Ill-treated and afflicted, he never opened his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughterhouse, like a sheep dumb before its shears, he never opened his mouth. Forcibly, after sentence, he was taken. Which of his contemporaries was concerned at his having been cut off from the land of the living, at his having been struck dead for his people's rebellion? He was given a grave with the wicked, and his tomb is with the rich, although he had done no violence, had spoken no deceit. The word of the Lord. Jesus was born into violence and died violently. His birth provoked the slaughter of newborn babies. He grew up and preached in the midst of everyday cruelty and bloodshed, beating and leaving someone half dead by the roadside, stoning a prostitute, the decapitation of his prophetic cousin from the desert, the burning of cities by Roman occupiers, and several plots and attempts on his own life, until finally the horror and tragedy of his brutal death by crucifixion. And yet, more overwhelming than Jesus' bloody execution is his divine forgiveness, his total innocence, his silence while undergoing suffering, as the prophet Isaiah foretold. How overwhelming Jesus' divine love and forgiveness in the face of violence. Who of us would heal your attacker that got wounded in a scuffle over taking you away to be killed? And then say, put your sword away, or gun, for that matter. For if you live by the sword or gun, you will die by it. Who of us could possibly utter a prayer asking God to forgive our executioners because they simply don't know what they are doing? More overwhelming still than enduring violence and agony as the suffering servant is Jesus teaching the commandment of love and compassion. You have heard it said, arm yourself with bigger weapons than theirs. But I say to you, love your enemies. If Jesus' kingdom was of this world, Pontius Pilate, like all the other nations of this world, he would have bombed the hell out of us, so to speak. But no, Jesus' kingdom is a reign of peace and justice, of forgiveness and mercy, of love, divine love, in the face of violence. Every killing and horrendous act today, anyone still being nailed, all the interminable suffering in our world right now, is borne by Jesus on this nonviolent cross. If you or I dare to say that we believe in him, this victorious victim of violence, but we will not forgive, nor take up any cross, or suffer nonviolently, daily, then we cannot be his disciples.